Good morning. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. It's right before, just a minute before 11 a.m. on Saturday, January 31st. And I just finished listening to Lawrence's posting on, it's entitled Jesus Spoke to Things. It's from the January 18th monthly leaders meetings. And I was very blessed and inspired, encouraged, comforted, and exhorted by that sharing. And I attended that leaders meeting on 18th of January, but I'm always so blessed when he isolates a sharing and then posts it because it calls it to my attention. And this morning I've been led by God for the last few days to think about and consider David, who was a man after God's own heart, according to scripture. And that man after God's own heart reference is something that's a desire of my heart, that I want to be considered by God as being someone with that kind of heart, that I'm after God's own heart, and God would declare that of me. And so it's really a confession I make about myself. And that's not a confession to be haughty or anything like that. It's just the desire of my heart. And I got to thinking about desire and heart and how God is a God of inspiration. And his inspiration is to build our desire. There are many scriptures that talk about God gives us the desires of our heart. Well, I want my desires to be godly desires. And I want to let him work to build his desire in me, his vision, and have his focus living within my heart. And I ask him for help. Last night I was woken up at about, oh my goodness, 2:30 in the morning, and I had something very deeply on my heart, something that was it comes up from time to time and it hinders me and it causes me to become distracted and to become heavy. And this wasn't a big heavy thing, where I just completely fell apart or anything, but it was there. And I went to God about it, and I just talked to God and brought it before him. And I do it as many times as I need to do it with this particular thing that's on my heart. It's something I can't do anything about other than work with my own heart, with God's help, to give me peace and comfort and move me forward and help keep me focused on the things I need to be focused on. And so that's what I did last night. And when I woke up, I was blessed. And God, as I said, had been working in me for several days to think about David and being a man after how he was a man after God's own heart. And so I went to the record in Samuel, in 1 Samuel 17, I think it's 16, starts in 16, where God anointed David with spirit. And then in chapter 17 is the record of his being in and confronted by the Philistine, or he actually confronted the Philistine. That's how it went. But so I read the record, and God showed some things to me that really blessed me. And David had very powerful confession directly to the Philistine about what God's viewpoint was with regard to the Philistine terrorizing and bullying the Israelites, who were completely fearful of him, who would run from him when he would come out. And David ran to him instead and confessed great things that were all true. They all came to pass. And that was in chapter 17, verse 45. I'll let you go to it and read it. But the confessions were so powerful. And then when Lawrence shared this audio, I went to it and listened to it. The entitled "Jesus Spoke to Things," and that's what Lawrence was talking about: confession. That the people in the Old Testament in Jesus Christ and we can speak great words of faith. And so that really blessed me a lot. But something that also God brought to my heart was the practice that we have, and how that, that our desire, our heart and our desire is that we influence these things that we practice. And that's doing it with heart, having the right desire. And the five things, I'll just mention them. Speaking in tongues, honoring God, praying for laborers, speaking and living by the Spirit, and connection. Those five things are our foundation, and those are the things that we practice, and we endeavor to practice these things with heart and to build the desire and the confession in our hearts that we are successful because we practice the things of God. And I thought about desire and heart and how, what are the things? See, well, let me just preface this by saying that God has laid on my heart to examine myself and to consider myself. When I do an audio, I'm encouraging and I'm exhorting and I'm trying to help build your faith when I do a when I do an audio like this. But at the same time, it's not because I think myself anything. It's because this is what God, I believe God has worked in my heart to do. And it's kind of funny that after I do an audio, I start to think about myself. Am I in the faith? Am I doing what I'm talking about? Am I on track? And see, nobody can do that for you but you. And I think about that often. And I examine myself and I do it thinking about these five things. And I think it's kind of like all five of these things are like racehorses that are in a gate. And which one of these is ready to go, ready to be acted upon, ready to be practiced, and which ones are, is the horse turned around backwards, or is the horse acting up in the gate and kind of kicking against it and not settled and not focused toward leaving the gate and going forward. I kind of think about that in that kind of imagination. And I measure my heart before God in my practice of these five things. And I try to keep all of them flowing hotly in my life. And the things that I think of that distract me from the right kind of desire and the right kind of heart are different things that are personal to me, like a lack of confidence or being discouraged or distracted by something, having my own agenda, thinking that because I have a desire for something that that's God's desire also. I check that, because a lot of times I can just go on emotion, on something that I feel very deeply. Well, that just because I feel it deeply or because I feel something strongly, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's from God. And I'm not trying to get heavy here, but that's just something that I've been aware of. And we have to make sure that the things that we feel strongly about, that they're in line with God's word, with God's heavenly words toward us, and the things that we've been encouraged to live in and do. And we have to make sure that we think about that. And so that's what I've thought about. There are things that seem right to me. But then if I go to God about it and talk to God about it, he starts showing me something different. And so my heart's desire is to line my heart and how I want to see things up with how God is seeing things. And We can all have a lack of humility and a lack of meekness in some areas, and we check that before our Heavenly Father. And any wrong thinking that we might have, anything that we're drawn away by our own desire, we're drawn away by that. And God says, He promises us that if in anything else we be otherwise minded, that He will call that to our attention and we can be brought back by that. But we have to listen and we have to pay attention. And, the times where my desire has lagged to do the five fundamental things God's way, the times when my desire has lagged, it's been because of one of these carnal things that have popped up in my life. Either anger, or I've been envious, or I have my own agenda, or either I've deluded myself into just being apathetic and blasé. These kind of things are things that can happen to any one of us. And is it God's desire that we have these distractions in our lives? No. Does He have a remedy? Yes, He has a remedy for every single one of them. But we must go to God, and we must make sure that our hearts are tracking with God's heart, that we are a person after God's own heart. And we have been exhorted so many times in these wonderful things where our leader has helped to direct us. And for me personally, as for me in my house, which it's just me really in my house, it's just me walking with God and walking before God at the present time. But as for me, this is where God has directed me to be. This is who God has directed me to listen to. And that's Lawrence. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, and I'm not ashamed of the direction that God has given to me and where God wants me to be. I'm not ashamed to declare that. Why would I be ashamed of that when I know that for sure that that's where God wants me to be? And this is who God wants me to be listening to, because Lawrence knows how to walk with God. I'm not ashamed to declare that. And anybody that wants to think carnally about that can just think carnally about it. Anybody that doesn't want to think carnally about that and understands the heart behind that I'm not following a man, I'm following the words that he speaks, because those words are godly words. And throughout the past year, that's how what I've listened to. I've listened to my own father's voice in my own heart, and I've tracked with those words, those heavenly words that have been spoken to me by Lawrence, by others, by God speaking to me. And the deliverance that's been in my life has been very concrete, very tangible, and I can tell you specifics about it. And that's how God can work in your own life. So if things are tearing you up, or if things are distracting you away, if you're just feeling unsure, God does not want you to be unsure. He wants you to be sure in the direction that your life is going. And I have become sure in the direction that God is leading me. There's nothing that can move me off of it or away from it. I may stumble and make a mistake, kind of in a way where, like last night when I woke up and there was something bothering me, it still did not move me off the fundamental basics. I knew where to go. I knew to go to my God and to lay it before my Father and to listen to Him and get quiet. And He brought me the peace that I needed. And now here I am with in my day going forward before God. And see, this is how you live your life. You live your life before God. And God gives you the discernment for things, right? He does give you the discernment. He gives you the revelation, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, the discerning of spirits. He gives you that information.
so that you can overcome the distractions, that you can overcome the devices that the adversary tries to throw your way, and that you don't spend time entertaining those things and cultivating those things. The minute something carnal like that comes to your mind and you feel that desire start to go away, or you feel that pride start to rise up, that's the time when you go to God and you lay it before God, and God brings you back to the right heart. And then that godly desire starts to blossom and grow once again. And all the negatives, the things of earth, the carnal things grow strangely dim. It happens time and time again for me in my life. And as I grow stronger in going to God and listening to God and being directed by God in whichever way He wants me to be directed by, listening to the minister that God has called me to be to align my life with, to listen to those heavenly words that come from Him and go forward in those, the stronger I become, and the less time I spend getting screwed up with things that I don't need to be screwed up by. It's happening for me. And I don't, the times that I just feel, the only way I know how to describe it is just there's a strength in my heart and a understanding and wisdom that I'm growing in that is causing me to be able to stay put with God for longer and longer periods of time. And that's so thrilling to me. And, I'm just sharing this is a testimony about my life. And none of this could happen without God. If it weren't for God, I would still be wallowing in depression. If it weren't for God, I would still be wallowing in loneliness and despair, despairing of life. But God has shown me things. God has shown me the right way. And I have determined in my heart that I'm going to walk His way. And God has brought so much deliverance into my life. And I check myself by these five practices, the fundamental things that are so profound. Each one of them is profound in their own way. Speaking in tongues, honoring God, purposing in my heart before God. I spend much time in that. Purposing in my heart before God. I know when God is going to, when I know when I get paid. I know when other types of money come my way. It's kind of a set schedule for me. And God can work in other ways too to bless me. But there's kind of a schedule in place in my in my month where I know that I'm going to be paid on a certain day, right? And I want to tell you that days before that happens, this is just an example of one of the five things of honoring God and purposing in my heart. Days before I know that I'm going to be blessed with some income, I'm going to God and I'm beginning to purpose in my heart. Okay, Father, I know that this money is coming my way. And just work within me, Father. Help me to know, help me to purpose in my own heart before you how much to give, what seed are you giving me to sow? And Ethel talks about it, that she has kind of a fixed income in the respect of my salary and my the other income that I receive pretty steadily. I see that income. It's pretty fixed. In economics, my degree is in economics. I have a bachelor's degree in economics, and there are fixed costs and there are variable costs. Well, in the income stream, there's fixed income that I have, and then there's variable income that may come out of the blue. And I certainly don't discount that, but I'm speaking about the fixed income right now. The fixed income that I know that I'm going to be receiving and am confident, that I'm going to be receiving. In that fixed income, it's not always a fixed amount that I give. It's as you purpose in your heart, and that is something that I, in my heart and in my walk, I lay that before God. I want to include God in that purposing in my own heart. And I do it days beforehand, and I just keep praying, and I keep envisioning things and thinking about things. And when the time comes for me to sow that seed, I feel very confident in my heart that the seed that I'm sowing, and it's not always the same, the seed that I'm sowing at that particular time with that particular income is I'm confident that that's the seed that I am to sow. And it's been a great blessing in my heart to grow in that and to see that. And so, that's just one of the things, honoring God. And with speaking in tongues, I talk to God about my practice of speaking in tongues, and I discuss it with God. I talk to God about it, about certain things about speaking in tongues. And in a way, the way I think about it is as I'm speaking in tongues, I don't understand what I'm saying, but I do know that God's Spirit is working with my spirit, and my spirit is teaching my mind. That's very profound to me. And I know that as I'm speaking in tongues, that I'm building up that spirit within me, and that things are coming to my mind as I'm speaking in tongues. I don't have to force that. I don't have to direct my mind. God is showing me, He's showing my spirit, and my spirit is teaching my mind, and I'm speaking in tongues, and things are working in my mind, and it's like a complete package there. And that's how I've been thinking about speaking in tongues lately. And that's building my desire and heart to do it. It's very encouraging to me to think of it that way. And then praying for laborers and thinking about the things that God has brought to my heart with regard to laborers, and thinking about specifics, dreaming and envisioning God bringing someone before me. And I've shared during fellowships, shared some of the things that I think about and the things that I imagine happening. And that's how I do with laborers. And another thing about laborers is that it says God will below them to me. He will throw them out to me. And so I wait upon the Lord. I wait patiently for Him. I'm not directing that. I'm directing my heart to the things of God. And that's God's job to bring the laborers to me. That's not something that I need to concern myself with. I concern myself with doing it God's way and not forcing anything. Because if I do it by my own works, it's not fruitful. It doesn't come to anything. All of us have experienced that. So see, it's all to the glory of God. It's all driven by God. Everything is driven forward by God. And then speaking by the Spirit. I have learned to speak by the Spirit and not think beforehand. And to just let Him lead me however He wants to lead me, wherever He wants to lead me. And many times when I speak, I'm wondering to myself as I'm speaking, why does God want me to say this? And a doubt might creep in. You shouldn't say that. I throw it out because I know that what I'm speaking has to be coming from God, because I'm not interjecting my own thoughts into it, and what I want to say. And this is a practice, and I'm not perfect at it, but I'm practicing it. And as I go, God gives me the wisdom. God gives us wisdom as we go. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of making a mistake. Don't be afraid of speaking forth. And that's how I've determined to be in my heart, to speak boldly before God and by God. And then living by the Spirit too, letting God work in my life and in my heart. I just want to live by the Spirit. And then my connections. God thinks out of the box when it comes to connecting, but it's in my heart to connect every day in some way. There are many different ways that we can connect. You know, it's not just by phone or anything like that. We can connect in many different ways. You know, I think of when I'm speaking in tongues that I'm connecting to God. When I'm talking to God, I'm connecting to God. You know, when I reach out to Lawrence, and I reach out to Lawrence daily, it may just be one little audio text or one little written text that I just send to him. But I do it as God inspires me to do it. And then of course our structured one-on-ones, you know, where we have a time where we talk. And that's not necessarily on a daily basis. It can be consecutive days, but it's as God leads. But you know something, if you're reluctant to make connections, check that before God, because God wants us to connect. This is one of the things that He has instructed us to do. And if there's anything in your heart, standing in your heart between that, or if something comes up, or you get pissed off about something, or, you know, if it doesn't go your way, connection wise, don't let that deter you. You know, even Lawrence has told us about, you know, how he has to reach out to his minister several times before something happens, but he pursues it, and just keep pursuing it. Keep going forward with pursuing it, and don't let your heart become hardened when it doesn't happen in the way that you think it's going to happen. Just let God work. God will work it. He will work it. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Think about the times when you have connected and deliverance has occurred, or you just come away from it and your heart is lighter and your heart is more focused before God. See, that's the purpose of connection. The purpose of connection with each other and with our minister, the purpose of that is to make it easier for us to connect with God, to clear out the clutter so that we can be connected with God. That's how I see it. And so, you know, this has been a long sharing that I've made, but I feel inspired to do it and to give you the example of my life, because just like you, I have learned this. This is not something that I've been doing for a long time. You know, I've been doing it faithfully for the past year, but God shows me things about it. And I know that for those of you who do it faithfully, do these five things and keep them in line, keep all five of them hot in your life, those of you who have done this, that you have seen wonderful things happen, things that God has blessed you and inspired you with. And I just want to tell you from my heart that when I share these things, it's not to vaunt myself. It's to help show you the example, because I believe that I'm being an example of faithfulness before these things. I can say that with confidence, that I have been faithful to do them. And if you're struggling in these areas, then I hope that what I've shared with you inspires you and encourages you, because there's no difference between me and you when it comes to God's eyes. He's given you Holy Spirit too. He wants you to have His desires too. And if you're struggling in any of these things, if there's something holding you back, just think about the things that I've shared, and be encouraged that God can work the same way in your life and in your heart. And just like me, you won't be perfect with it, but don't be discouraged and don't give up. Just keep going forward and keep practicing. And if any one thing you struggle with, take it before your God and take it before your minister, and just be honest with them. Be honest before God. Be honest before your minister, and just share your heart. And because I know in your heart that these things are the things that God wants you to do. And so just do them. Just begin to practice. And God will encourage you. He will encourage you and inspire you in ways that bless you and inspire you and keep you going forward. And God builds the desires in our hearts. He's the heart nudger, as Ethel says. He's the heart strengthener. He's the one that gives us the desires of our heart. And those are the desires to have. Those are the eternal desires. Those are the kind of desires that give us great reward, not just in heaven. We don't have a hope just in heaven. We have hope and expectation here on earth. And when we go forward with God's desires, brimming forward in our heart and spilling forward in our bold confessions that we make, then God rewards us richly. He doesn't forget our work and our labor of love. And these things that we do, particularly these five practices that we faithfully practice, God rewards that. And so expect that. And each one of them has rich rewards. And God does not forget that. He does not forget to reward you. So I hope that this encourages you and moves you forward and blesses you, and just get rid of the things that hold you back. Lay them aside. Lay aside the frustration. Lay aside all of that stuff. And just go to your Heavenly Father and know that He will lighten your heart. He will move you forward. And He will show you great and mighty things to move you forward and to build the desire even greater than you have now. So God bless you. I love you. You are the best.